Shenyun's cancellation in Toronto after fake bomb threat requires strong response from Canadian leaders. MP. Conservative MP Garnett Genuis says it's critical that a performance like Shenyun Performing Arts doesn't get disrupted in Canada and to ensure artistic freedom is upheld. His comments come after Shenyun's March 29th performance at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts was cancelled due to the theatre receiving a bomb threat. Toronto police said after investigation that they found the threat to be unfounded. The local organizers of the show say that the Chinese Communist Party is behind the bogus threat to derail the show, whose tagline is China before communism. Canadians should be very concerned about this, Genius told the Epoch Times. The suspicious context around it and the circumstances, I think, raise this to the level of requiring a very strong and forceful response from leaders. The MP for Sherwood Park, Fort Saskatchewan in Alberta, said that the March 29th incident needs to be investigated by law enforcement and other relevant agencies, adding that it's important that the Canadian government take a strong stance against foreign interference. It's critical that we also think about and talk about how to make sure these events aren't canceled in the future, Genius said. We should not allow different kinds of threats, intimidation, or interference to stop artistic expression from going ahead. The Fallen Dafa Association of Toronto, which is the local organizer of Shenyun's shows in the Toronto area, says that the New York-based classical Chinese dance and music company has been routinely targeted by bogus threats by agents of the Chinese Communist Party to derail the show. But the incident on March 29th marks the first time a performance was canceled by the theater over a fake bomb threat just hours before it was about to begin. In one case, when theaters hosting Shenyun in Taiwan received similar threats last year, Taiwan's Criminal Investigation Bureau traced the threats to a facility based in HSI and China. In 2024, two Chinese agents were sentenced to prison in the United States for attempting to bribe an Internal Revenue Service agent to open an investigation into Shenyun. The artistic messages that Shenyun carries are ones that the CCP doesn't like, Genius said. We know that Shenyun has been targeted because of its efforts to showcase traditional Chinese culture, and we need to be vigilant about preserving and protecting our freedom in this country. Toronto police told the Epoch Times that investigation over the incident is ongoing. The Epoch Times reached out to the RCMP about the incident, but didn't hear back by publication time. In a past statement, the National Police Force said that it takes threats to the security of people living in Canada very seriously and wants to reassure everyone that our primary focus is the safety and protection of the public at all times. The local organizers of the show say that those who miss the March 29th performance will have the option of attending one of five upcoming shows at the theater on April 1st and April 3rd to 5th. They added that the theater will be implementing additional security measures to ensure safety. Interference. Shenyun was formed in 2006 by a group of leading classical Chinese artists with a mission to revive China's traditional culture. The performing arts company says its artists practice the spiritual discipline of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, which the company says is rooted in traditional Chinese culture. The practice has been persecuted by the communist regime in China since 1999. Shenyun, founded by practitioners of Falun Gong, showcases the beauty of traditional Chinese culture and the spiritual heritage of China before communism. The show also depicts the persecution of Falun Gong, a meditation and spiritual practice rooted in ancient Chinese spirituality that teaches one to be honest, compassionate, and resilient. The Fallen Dafa Association of Toronto said in a statement. The association says there have been over 150 fake bomb and death threats targeting Shenyun, mostly via emails. The incident is not isolated, but part of a coordinated global campaign of CCP-directed transnational repression against Shenyun Performing Arts, said Joel Chipker, a spokesperson for the association. One of Shenyun's performances at Mississauga's Living Arts Center on March 15th was also targeted by a bomb threat, but the police of jurisdiction, the Peel Regional Police, told the Epoch Times that their investigation found that the threat wasn't credible. Still, the incident delayed the start of the show by 1.5 hours. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Mark Carney and five other world leaders were targeted by threats sent to the organizers, warning that the leaders could face harm if Shenyun was allowed to perform in their countries. Protecting freedoms in Canada. Genuis, who has seen Shenyun multiple times, said the performing arts company shows that the CCP doesn't represent China and allows audience members to learn about the richness of Chinese culture. The artists did an incredible job at the Shenyun events I've been to and showed a lot of courage and also precision and effectiveness in their performance, Genuis said. I want to salute all the artists who are involved in bringing this presentation to the Canadian public in the face of such pressure, and we must be on top of preserving and protecting our freedoms in this country. Tang Dongyu contributed to this report.